All right, we are joined now by Bill Daly from the Canadian Nuclear Laboratories and the Port Hope Area Initiative. Bill, I understand that CNL is proposing some changes to the PHAI cleanup. Can you tell me more about these changes and what they mean for residents in Port Hope?
Yes, certainly. So, the Port Hope Area Initiative is Canada's largest environmental project. It's a cleanup of Port Hope's community for the presence of historic low-level radioactive waste that was placed in the community in the last previous century. It's a government's commitment to clean it up. So as part of that, we need to actually test all of the properties, the private homes in Port Hope, about 4,000 in the urban area of Port Hope, for the presence or the absence of this historic waste. Well, we've been doing that for multiple years now, and we've tested about 4,000 properties. And what we've seen is that we started doing the cleanup on these properties in 2018 and have been doing them for the last few years. And what we've seen is that as we get into digging, we need to continuously dig on a property until we can meet the levels at which are in our criteria, our cleanup criteria, kind of to show that we've cleaned up to a certain level. The truth is that the cleanup criteria that we have in our license for the project is extremely conservative. And what we found is by digging and testing, we continuously move on a property and dig on a property to the point where we're actually having to remove people's structures, their trees, things that are important to them, like gazebos that their daughter was married in, or, you know, bulbs from Holland, things that we can't really replace. So we've gotten a lot of feedback over the last few years from property owners that are dissatisfied with this. So, and not to mention, it takes a long time to do these cleanups on properties and neighborhoods. And so what we've done is we've taken a look at the situation and we've determined that the cleanup criteria in our license is so conservative that it's forcing us to have these unanticipated consequences on properties. And so this is why we've actually applied to our regulator, the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission, to amend those cleanup levels to keep them conservative, but not quite as conservative, so that we can get this job done with having less of an impact on people's properties and their lives.
I think it's really refreshing to hear that you're listening to the residents in Port Hope that are affected by this and are moving ahead to make changes. Now, these changes really have nothing to do with the COVID-19 pandemic. How has the cleanup been impacted by COVID-19?
These changes have nothing to do with the COVID-19 pandemic. However, it definitely did have an impact on our schedule this year. As part of the work that we were going to do this year, we need to remediate all of Port Hope's waterfront, including dredging 500,000 cubic meters of waste out of Port Hope's harbor. We have to test and clean up people's private homes. These are, you know, inside and outside their homes. Obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic meant that we needed to take a pause and be sure that we were in line and in step with government and public health guidelines. So for a period of time, we shut down to just nothing but, you know, minimum safe activities just to keep our sites in safe and compliance. But we have since then been slowly, gradually moving back to construction within the community. But this has been a big impact on our schedule. However, the changes that we're proposing, we feel we need to do this regardless of the pandemic. It's really not a result of that. It's a result of the project itself and the way that it's set up.
And quickly, before I let you go, when do you expect to find out if these changes are accepted?
So the actual process includes public engagement, which we're doing now. So there's a lot of information on our website, phai.ca. People can go there. We're hosting a public information session on October 29th. It's going to be virtual, obviously, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but you can register by going to phai.ca. We are collecting that feedback as well as, you know, doing a lot of the technical work and getting the science in place to kind of make our case. We're going to put forth our application to the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission, and then there will be a public hearing at some point. We're thinking spring to summer next year, 2020, where the CNSC will look at public comments, where the CNSC will look at our application and make a decision. So these changes won't take effect, probably, if they do at all, until pretty much November of next year. And that will also include concurrence from the municipality of Port Hope, the Ministry of the Environment, and other agencies to make sure that all of the stakeholders agree that this is the right thing to do.
Bill, I thank you very much for having this chat and explaining exactly what's going on. I know it's important for so many people right here, not only in the municipality but of Port Hope, but through Northumberland County as well. Thank you very much for taking the time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.